vowed to help Ukraine even more. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is on the agenda at a NATO meeting in Brussels, where Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin just said the U.S. will keep offering military support.
It means intensifying training efforts to help Ukraine's defenders make the best of their new capabilities.
Ukraine has liberated 5 more villages from Russian control, but there's more worry about a nuclear power plant.
International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi is calling for a nuclear safety and security protection zone around Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which is surrounded by Russian troops. The plant has lost all external power for the second time in 5 days, which Grossi calls a, quote, deeply worrying development.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Russia's leader Vladimir Putin says they're ready to resume gas supplies to Europe, blaming the U.S. for damaging pipelines, calling it sabotage. President Biden tells CNN Putin underestimated Ukraine when he invaded.
I think he just totally miscalculated.
The president also says there will be repercussions for Saudi Arabia for OPEC plus countries' oil production cut that could drive up prices and help fund Russia's war. Police have come under attack in 3 different places. 3 SWAT officers in Philadelphia were shot and injured, serving a warrant this morning. A suspect's in custody. 2 cops wounded early this morning at a traffic stop in Decatur, Illinois. Illinois, the suspect shot and injured there. And in Greenville, Mississippi, last night, a police officer died shot in a gun battle that left others wounded. In San Antonio, Texas, a fired police officer's in custody charged with aggravated assault after shooting a teenager who was eating a burger in a car in a McDonald's parking lot.
Policies did not allow that. Our training does not teach that.
Police Chief William McManus, that teen is now on life support.
If he does not make it, then the charges will change.
The ex-cop, James Brennan, had reported that car evaded his traffic stop the night before, and he tried to get that teen out of the car, but opened fire as the car backed up and then drove away. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There's an update on the investigation into the origins of the FBI's Russia-Trump investigation that started before the 2016 election.
Yesterday, special counsel John Durham questioned the first witness of the trial of Russian national Igor Danchenko. Now, Durham has charged him with 5 counts of making false statements to the FBI over the 2016 anti-Trump dossier. FBI supervisory counterintelligence analyst Brian Auten testifying that a group of agents met with Christopher Steele overseas in early October 2021. About his dossier, which contained salacious allegations against Trump and members of his 2016 campaign. During questioning, Auten revealed the FBI offered Steele $1 million to corroborate the dossier's allegations against now former President Trump, but Auten testified that Steele could not.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. At the Supreme Court today, a copyright case.
Photographer Len Goldsmith took a picture of Prince back in 1981. Vanity Fair magazine sent that photo to Andy Warhol and asked him to transform it into an illustration of Prince. The magazine paid Goldsmith $400 to use the photo. But when Prince died more than 30 years later, the parent company of Vanity Fair, Condé Nast, used a different version of Warhol's illustration. But this time, they didn't pay the original photographer. Now the High Court has to decide what is the line between art and copyright theft. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising ahead of today's trading. In baseball's playoffs, round 2 got underway with a quadruple header.
And Kim skies one into left field. Thompson coming on.
That was the final out in Los Angeles on FS1. The Dodgers beat San Diego 5-3. In the other National League series, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 7-6. In the AL, the New York Yankees topped Cleveland 4-1. Houston came back to beat Seattle 8-7 with a home run on the bottom of the ninth. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.